Good morning, ma'am. So when I was younger and in school, my least favorite part of homework was textbook reading. I felt like I would read through a paragraph or a section, and I would get to the end and say, I don't even have any idea what I just read, because I wasn't paying attention. I was just going through the motions. I was reading the words, but they weren't sinking in. And earlier this week, when we were working on the bulletin, when I saw this prayer of confession that we all just read, I said, whoa, that is pretty powerful. So we're going to break it down because I think it's that important. So the words that jumped out to me, and I think you can relate to this some, but the congregation is going to relate to it more as well. The words that jumped out to me were rushing, hectic, and overcrowded. So schedules can be like that, can't they? And even if it's not your schedule, it can be your house's schedule, your family's schedule. That can be, yep, your sister's schedule. Yes. And even if you don't have all the, if you don't have to drive everywhere, you don't have all the crazy things going on in your schedule, we can still be distracted and consumed to the point where we can't see God in our lives. So at the end of this prayer of confession, it says, open our eyes. And I want to add, slow us down. Open our eyes and slow us down so that we can use all of our senses to see God around us. So we can see sunsets. Have you seen any beautiful sunsets lately? That's God in our midst. Hummingbirds. I love to see hummingbirds at my feeder. Yep, they're beautiful. Slow us down to smell the flowers or certain friends or family members. You might know they're around before you even see them because they might have a certain scent. They might wear a certain lotion or perfume or even just the laundry detergent. You know they're around. So slow us down to smell those things. Flowers are blooming in the garden. You can smell the flowers. Or I like to slow down and smell my coffee. That's something for me. Yeah, you can wrinkle your nose. You might get there when you're older. And slow us down to hear the birds or the beautiful voices in the Trinity singers. I love to hear that. So the birds woke you up. Well, just lay there and see how pretty they are. So slow us down. And for you at school and those of you out there that go to school, slow us down to see the classmate that might need an encouraging word. Or slow us down to see the lunch lady or the custodian that might need to hear somebody say thank you for what you do. Or the teacher who might need a student who does the right thing and listens to them. Teachers might need that every now and then. So I pray for all of us that we'll just slow down to hear, see, smell, and experience God all around us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you give us the gift of so many things. Please slow us down so that we can see those all around us today and in the coming week. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.